Hey folks, Dan Ferry here with your market update for May 3rd, 2024. So we have great news today. The unemployment rate spiked up. So you're probably thinking, how is that good news? Isn't unemployment, if unemployment goes up and wages come down and corporate profits start to struggle, wouldn't that be bad news? Yeah, it's bad news, but everybody's cheering right now. Why? Why? Because everything is controlled by the Fed. Okay, what they're wanting is the economy to slow down quite a bit, and be careful what you wish for. Okay, I'll say that. Be careful what you wish for. So the economy's starting to slow down. Let's go over to the numbers that just were released today, because you're going to see these rates, I won't say plummet because people don't like that word, I guess. You're going to see these rates come down substantially. Let's get over to the news that we have today. Right here, long predicted consumer pullback finally hits the restaurants. Now, if you look up here, the Starbucks, okay, I'll take Starbucks out of that, but KFC and McDonald's. Who goes to KFC and McDonald's? Usually the middle or the lower income sections of our economy. So those are the people that are going to feel this pinch the most. So like I said, be careful what you look for. So this is earnings that just came out in the last 2 days. Let's go over to the financial markets right through here and let's see what's really happening. U.S. labor markets cooling notably in April. Okay, so let's get to the real numbers. You go through right here. Here's our economic calendar for today. Average hour earnings. Was it 0.3? Expected to stay at 0.3. It came down to 0.2, meaning people are making less money. Okay, then you go to the next thing. Non-farm payrolls. Last reading was 315,000 people got a job. About half of those people got jobs now. Okay, so 175,000 people got new jobs over this last period, taking the unemployment rate from 3.8 to 3.9. Now, the Federal Reserve, they want this number to be 4. We're getting there fairly close. So again, let's read the tea leaves a little bit. Economy slowing. Corporate profits are starting to come down. Wages are coming down. In the normal market, would you paint that as a good picture? No. Okay, so that's what's basically the complete disconnect of this is of what's going on right now. Because normally you'll see stock market go up and bonds go down and things like that. There's usually an inverse relationship there. In today's market, everything is Fed driven. So the Fed's going to love this data today. Let's get over to the markets and see what mortgage rates are doing. So how we really focus in on mortgage rates, we look at the mortgage-backed security. It's a bond that trades on Wall Street. You guys got to understand this. Okay, it's not, the Federal Reserve doesn't make mortgage rates. The bank just doesn't come up one day and say, okay, we're going to put rates at 7%. No, what happens is mortgage rates are determined by this right here. This is an MBS. You can see it right up there at the corner. What that is a mortgage bond. Okay, so all you need to know is this. Here's the price of the bond right up through there. It's 100.18. If you squint, you can see it's up 40. Okay, what that means is rates are going to come down at least 0.25% today. So where are we right now? 7.37. I wouldn't be surprised if this was 7.125 by the end of the day, maybe even 7. I don't think we'll get all the way down to 7, but that's, this market is rallying. How this works, let me explain a bond to you for everybody that's new out there. Okay, I'm going to show you how if you pay more for a bond, how it brings down the yield. I'm going to do this real quick for those that watch me all the time. So let's say we have this mortgage bond, okay? Its value when I cash it in. When I cash it in at the end of the term, it's worth $100. Okay, so let me show you this. Today, I'm going to give you $50. So I give you $50 today, and you give me my mortgage bond. Okay, and that mortgage bond matures in a year, and it's worth $100, like I said. So I give you $50 today, and you give me the bond. Next year, I give you the bond back, and you give me $100 back, because that's the face value of the bond. Okay, so what was my rate of return there? I doubled my money. It was 100%. Okay, so now let's drive that price up because I want to make a point. I want to drive that price up. So let's say today, that $100 bond, I'll give you $100 for it. I'll pay a much higher price than the $50 we just paid. So I give you $100 today. You give me the bond. Next year, I give you the bond back and you give me $100 back. I gave you $100. You gave me $100 back. What's my return? Nothing. So do you see at $50, my rate of return was 100%. Then I drove that price up to $100. My rate of return was 0. So the higher this number goes, the better rates are going to get. Let's look at what happened over the last, just this week alone. This is a huge move. We went from here all the way up to there. So I wouldn't be surprised again if rates maybe start teetering in the 6% range like we've seen just not too long ago. So that's my report for today. So now, who am I? Okay, a lot of people don't understand this. I'm a mortgage loan officer. I'd love to help you. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, but But the bank I'm with is ServBank. We just changed our name. I didn't move. Nothing changed there. But we are also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. So the unique piece of this is we're a federal bank, meaning I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Plus, I'm a broker, so I'm set up with, I don't even know how many lenders at this time, at least 20 or 30 lenders at this time. We start to, you know, curve back on that because we don't need to sign up with, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 banks anymore because the products are getting a little bit more condensed. So right now, I think we have 20 or 30 lenders. We can help you shop this because most people, when you're looking for your first house, you're like, I don't even know where to start. Well, reach out to us. We'd love to help you. From pre-approval, we're going to shop your rates to over 20, 30, 40 different lenders to ensure that you're getting the best rate that we can find you in the market, basically. We can also help vet a realtor for you. So if you're in the market and you're like, I don't know any realtors either, we can help you with that. So basically, we can help you from pre-application or pre-approval stage all the way to the point where you get the keys in your hand and you move into your house. So how do we do this? Well, one thing that we just added recently is the Grant Finder. You got to check this out. So the Grant Finder, what that does, we have grants up to $7,500 that you can search through here and see if you qualify for. So click that. You got to do this, folks. This is $7,500 that the bank and Fannie Mae is issuing, and you might be able to qualify for this. You might say, okay, I have enough income. I have enough good enough credit. I just don't have that money for the down payment. That might help you out. But if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, I just need assistance from buying my first house. So what do you do? Well, you can click the Apply Now button right there. It's going to ask you a series of questions. Then you're going to set up a consultation with us. The only reason why we do that, we're not trying to hard sell you or whatever. We're just trying to figure out what exactly are you doing? What's the story behind what you're working with? And then we're here to help you. Or if you'd rather just call us, you can do that as well or email me directly. You're at therateupdate.com. You're just going to scroll down to the bottom right here. There's our 800 number, 844-775-5626. Or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend, and I'll see you here next week. Take care.